KPX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. American consumers cut their spending last month. It fell by 0.2 percentage point. A favorite inflation gauge used by the Federal Reserve showed inflation continued to decline. But could President Trump's tariffs on imports from Canada, Mexico, and China reverse the inflation trend?
I find that it's not about inflation. It's about fairness. And the inflation for us has not existed. And I don't think it's going to exist.
He said those countries must do more to stop fentanyl from entering the U.S. Mexico has sent 29 drug cartel figures back to the U.S., including one who was behind the killing of a U.S. DEA agent in 1985. Later this morning, President Trump will welcome Ukrainian President Zelensky. The two expected to sign an agreement that gives the U.S. access to Ukrainian mineral rights. The federal government continues to cut itself in size. Latest job layoffs, hundreds of weather forecasters at NOAA. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Dozens of Wisconsin farmers are currently waiting on millions of dollars promised to them by the federal government. The Dairy Business Innovation Program gives grants to more than 400 dairy farmers across the country to help them grow. Under the Trump administration, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has frozen those payments. 88 Wisconsin farmers were waiting on $6.5 million. Farmers who are due to get money applied for it in 2023, were approved in 2024, and started working on projects like growth or updating technology, knowing they would be reimbursed. But without that reimbursement, they could be in trouble. The Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association says half of the grant recipients are small farms with fewer than five employees. People from the association will be traveling to Washington, D.C. next week to push for the release of this money. Senator Tammy Baldwin is also asking the USDA to resume the payments. She spearheaded the program. Meanwhile, Baldwin held a roundtable with Wisconsinites, many of whom are confused about changes from the federal government. Melissa Kay reports.
The first question outlined how chaotic things seem in Washington, D.C., and asked how to help calm the uncertainty people are living with every day.
It does feel a lot like chaos here.
Senator Baldwin said announcements are coming so fast and furious that it's difficult for hardworking citizens to keep up.
I will tell you that some of the chaos that we're experiencing is very purposeful.
A top Trump advisor said their strategy in the first days and weeks was to flood the zone. Many of the things proposed have resulted in lawsuits, making it even harder to understand what's going on. Baldwin said she's been spending time on the Senate floor reading letters from concerned constituents, and those voices and stories do make a difference. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
And I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks with a 121-112 win over the Denver Nuggets. Giannis led with 28 points. Center Brooke Lopez added 22.
It was big. You know, that was a very big game for us, a great win. It took everyone, you know, and always the crowd always picks us up.
Although the Nuggets, Nikola Jokic, scored 32 points, Bucks head coach Doc Rivers praised Lopez for keeping up with the Joker.
I thought Brooke was fantastic. You know, we matched his minutes exactly with Jokic, which we don't do a lot. You know, the guys, you know, Jokic, he's really good. He's just really good. I mean, he made the shots he makes. They look like there's no way they can go in. And his passing is something to marvel. It just is.
College hoops, UWM with a win over Oakland at the Panther Arena, 71-66. Marquette is at Georgetown, 7 p.m. tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be windy with falling temperatures, and we may catch a sprinkle or two this afternoon. The wind west to northwest gusting to 40 or 45. Temperatures in the low 50s by midday, falling into the 30s by late afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny, not as windy, but colder. Our high tomorrow, 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a TGIF edition of the show. Our old friend Peter Ray Fine of EPOM's World is in with a wacky week in review. And Mr. Zomers rolls out a board game of the week. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you. Cause makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
It's misdirection. It's trying to direct Americans' attention spans towards what one hand is doing so that they're not gonna be paying attention to what congressional Republicans are doing, which is taking an axe to Medicaid. Donald Trump doesn't have to face the voters again. So I understand what he's doing. He's trying to hook up all these tech billionaires who invested in his campaign and who probably bought all of his meme coins that he issued. He owes them tax cuts. But for the life of me, I can't understand why congressional Republicans are allowing Donald Trump to frog march them off the gangplank. Because when they go home to their town halls and they have to explain to new mothers and to kids and to seniors that they cut off their lifeline to health care, they're going to get thrown out of town.
Yeah. Representative Jake Auchincloss, who we've had on this show. I don't know if you can see, if you're watching on Free Speech TV, this, all of this general sweep of arms. Just this, I went to law school just for, because I have to every time she's here. It's a lot.
Her name is Barbara McQuaid.
Attorney Barbara McQuaid.
McQuaid is the best.
University of Michigan law professor, former prosecutor, just all around awesome. Barbara McQuaid joins
the final showdown. Belongs to McQuaid.
Hi, good morning, Barb. Go, just go.
Good morning, Stephanie. Great to be with you.
Good morning. I honestly don't even know where to start. Is this today? Is the noon today? Supreme Court will decide if Trump can defy a court order and block congressionally approved foreign aid. If they let him get away with this, he will have unchecked power. If they refuse to stop him, this will be a declaration of war on the United States. The courts are the only thing standing between democracy and full-blown authoritarianism. If they fail, we all lose. Let's start with that one. So this is today, this Supreme Court?
Yeah, I think that, you know, one of the things that people are watching is, I guess there are two things people are watching. Will the courts stand up to Trump? And then will Trump obey the courts?
Yeah.
So I think there are kind of two key things going right here. You know, he has said these things about the courts. We've seen J.D. Vance say things about the courts that, you know, if they issue an order, let them enforce it. And I think that is when we reach this constitutional crisis, when the executive branch disobeys the courts, because what is our recourse? Really, at that point, our only recourse is impeachment. And as we just heard, these members of Congress seem to refuse to stand up to Donald Trump. Certainly some are worried about primary elections, but others, you know, their communities are not enjoying these things. They're getting an earful at these town hall meetings back in their home communities. And it can only be, you know, they're afraid of him. They don't want to be targeted. They don't want to get a mean nickname, which will bring against them, you know, the kind of death threats against them and their families that perhaps they fear. But it is amazing how only, you know, a month into this administration, we have seen him dismantle so many of those checks and balances. But I will be curious to see what the court does, because although the court does have this very expansive view, I think, of executive power, I don't think they are necessarily a rubber stamp for Donald Trump. And so I remain hopeful that the courts still matter.
Yeah.
And perhaps, reining in some of this reign of terror will help the public recognize for what it is that Trump is really working hard to push the legal limits of the presidency.
You remind me that the founding fathers failed to consider mean nicknames in there.
Yeah, that's right. Well, they certainly failed to consider social media and the ability to really target people and call out the angry mobs the way we can today.
And we all hope that the Supreme Court would reach some kind of check or balance. This one, they just blocked a judge's order to quickly unfreeze payments for foreign aid work. A lot of this stuff, Barb, you know, you have to unpack for us, because, you know, let's do that one. And then.
Yeah. So I think one thing about this that people should be aware of is what we're seeing now are temporary restraining orders.
Right.
These are lawsuits that are being filed against all of Trump's executive orders, which happened very quickly. And many of the lawsuits have prevailed, where judges have said, at least temporarily, we're going to block this thing from happening.
Sidebar, counselor. We just have one out here in California, right? A federal judge in California just entered a TRO against the Office of Personnel Management and finding that OPM illegally terminated probationary federal employees because it had no authority to do so. So that's one of them, right?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. So we're seeing a lot of these temporary restraining orders. And those are kind of just a quick and dirty decision. What a party has to show, there are a number of factors, but essentially a substantial likelihood that you're going to win on the merits, you know, down the road. Looks pretty good. Looks like a pretty good lawsuit you got here. And irreparable harm. Unless I block this order, I need to preserve the status quo, or we can never put the genie back in the bottle, use your own metaphor, the horse back in the barn, the toothpaste back into the tube. And so they're really temporary orders. They have not yet had a chance to decide these cases on the merits, which takes time, right? You get all the parties have to file briefs. They might have to have a trial. It could take up to a year or more to resolve these cases. And so these intermediate decisions are really just to sort of preserve the status quo. And then, you know, sometimes they appeal up to the Supreme Court. In this instance, with the decision they made Wednesday, it was really simply.
Oh, no. She froze.
The Trump people, the Trump administration said, we can't turn it on that quickly. And so we need a little extra time. And so one hopes that with a couple of days of reprieve, the court will say, time's up, follow that TRO, because it is rare that you see a successful overturning of a stay order on appeal just because the case has not yet had a chance to work its way through
the
system.
You mentioned compliance, in terms of the next stage of this constitutional crisis. I mean, because the phrase you and whose army is going to, Donald Trump's making sure it's his army. To me, that's why it's the most chilling. It's the firing of these lawyers. And Pete Hegseth said it out loud. They don't stop anything that might happen. Meaning, you mean illegal orders that might happen. I mean, he called them jagoffs. And it was that his confirmation hearing? I keep thinking people go, oh, you're overreacting, martial law. And then on cue, reminder to our troops from General Milley, you took an oath to defend the Constitution, not a would-be king. Refusing illegal and unethical orders are rights. As FOTUS moves closer to installing martial law, please remember your oath and your rights. I mean, that's really chilling, isn't it, what he's doing with the Army?
It really is, and I think this is one that is potentially extremely dangerous. The reason we have lawyers in the military is so that they can decide whether certain activities, orders, directives, plans are legal. They still have to comply with the Constitution, the military code, federal statutes. They can't just act lawlessly. And that's why we have these JAG officers who are high level, who are trained in the law and who are there to provide legal advice to rein in the military. These are the military lawyers. You know, there are also civilian lawyers in the Defense Department, but these are the lawyers designed to rein in unlawful orders by the military. And if we've removed all of them and now replace them with Donald Trump's hand-picked choices, what would be the reason for that? I mean, he even said that these people have served honorably. There's no problem with their service. And I really worry that if we're choosing loyalists to plug in there, it's going to be problematic. You know, the key word I keep hearing from Pete Hegseth is war fighters. We need war fighters.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, to my ear, it just it sounds like a focus on aggression and a focus on kind of ends justifies the means. And in the United States, we're all about the means. We're all about doing things lawfully, the right way. It is what gives us the moral authority to lead in the world. And if we are just one more power-grabbing nation, then I think we're losing that moral authority.
Barb, someone made that great point when he gave that ridiculous speech overseas about, you know, like military strength is all that matters and you can't shoot values or whatever that stupid speech was. And people were like, if military strength were all that, you know, mattered, why did Russia lose in Afghanistan? Why did we lose in Vietnam? You know, I mean, it's anyway, it's just, but here's the thing. In case you think I'm engaging in hyperbole, here's the headline. White House point man at Homeland Security shared martial law option to keep post-Trump in office. His point man for dealing with the DHS is a former far-right podcast host, here we go again, an election denier who once shared an article calling for martial law to keep Trump in office following his loss in 2020. Paul Igracia, is that his? He expressed it on some podcast he hosted and elsewhere. I mean, that's the thing is you keep trying to say, oh, I don't want to overreact. But I also wonder if we're underreacting to what is clearly.
Well, I think some people are. I mean, certainly I don't know that I'm underreacting because my hair's on fire. But there are certainly people. I mean, some people are cheering on some of the things that Donald Trump is doing. They think the federal government is too big. And so they appreciate the dismantling, whatever. I mean, some of these things are part of what he was elected on. But other things, you know, it isn't so much the what he's doing in terms of his priorities, but the how he's doing it, you know, firing people, replacing them with his loyalists, because the worry is he is really setting us up for an abuse of power without people inside who can serve as an adequate check on that abuse of power. I mean, General Milley is someone who was there and I think gave us comfort that he was not going to enforce an illegal order. And can you say the same thing about Dan Raisin Kane, who is clearly being picked because he is a Trumper? This is something that in authoritarian regimes all the time, which is a purging of people who care about the law and have integrity and a replacement with loyalists. It's happening before our eyes.
Well, you mentioned it, I think, on Blue Sky. You said federal prosecutors are not the president's lawyers. Prosecutors take an oath to support and defend the Constitution, not to implement the president's agenda faithfully. I mean, you know, there's a whole story about this today. I'm not looking to go back to the past, Trump said before the election. I'm looking to make our country successful. Retribution will be through success. Well, of course, it's another of the 11 billion things he lied about. This story says anyone listening to Donald Trump during the campaign, knowing his background of distortion and untruth, had to see it coming. Retribution for Donald Trump is like breathing for him, said Senator Blumenthal. We warned about it, and now it's here, so we just need to fight it. Ed Martin, the U.S. attorney for D.C., has acted as a legal attack dog for Trump. That's who you're referring to, calling himself Trump's personal lawyer. So he sent threatening letters to Chuck Schumer, to Robert Garcia, one of our congresspeople from out here. He also vowed to use his office to protect Musk's Department of Doge or whatever and to hold accountable those who threaten the group. Chris Murphy said what's happening at the D.C. attorney's office is despotic. Ed Martin is an absolutely anti-democratic, totalitarian menace. I mean, I said this, Barb, before the election. I'm like, they aren't going to need evidence or facts in Trump 2.0. They're just going to investigate people anyway. I mean, that's really chilling, isn't it?
Yeah, and chilling is a good word because it does not appear that they have sufficient evidence to successfully prosecute Chuck Schumer or Robert Garcia or any of these people. And yet by sending these shots across the bow, I think the goal is to have a chilling effect, to intimidate people into silence. You know, Trump wrote something in his book, The Art of the Deal, and who knows how much of that book he really wrote himself. I know he had ghost authors. But one of the things he said is something that he has seemed to live by, which is if somebody crosses you, you counterpunch times 10, because it isn't so much about retribution on the individual. It is for all the other people who are watching, because if they see what happens to this person who dared to cross you, then they will be deterred from crossing you in the future.
Yep.
And that's what this is all about, to silence critics.
Yep.
He does not have the power to prosecute people for saying critical things about Donald Trump. True threats, threats to kill somebody, to harm somebody, yes. But that's not what these people said. You know, Schumer was about something like, you've released the whirlwind and you won't know what hits you in response to this. Now, he didn't say, I will harm this person. He said, you have unleashed a response. Same with Robert Garcia, who, you know, called Trump a male genital part.
I think it was Musk, but same thing.
Called Musk, yeah, he called Musk.
President is, Musk.
You know, vulgar, sure.
True, yes.
Yeah, maybe. But not a threat that is prosecutable.
Right.
And he knows that, but and he knows he's not supposed to be Trump's lawyer. Prosecutors, federal prosecutors, are lawyers on behalf of the United States of America, not the president.
Yep.
And yet you see in all these memos this same through line about you know, people who are being fired. We do not have the confidence that you can implement the president's agenda faithfully. That's not the role of lawyers.
Yep.
Lawyers are there to enforce the law and provide legal advice, not to carry out the president's agenda.
I'm super long, but 30 seconds for a happy, clappy ending story. 23 Democratic AGs thinks they've cracked the code to fighting Trump is the headline. The attorneys general, who see themselves as the last backstop between the people and the president, their multi-state lawsuits have temporarily stopped the president from revoking birthright citizenship, freezing federal funding, cutting off money for medical research. Right now in the United States, Democratic AGs are the only group of people who are united and working to prevent some of these unconstitutional actions from continuing, said one of them. They are executing a plan they worked to develop a year before Trump's return to the White House, which was smart. Do you have faith that, I mean, this seems to me to be, again, the only thing that's working right now?
Yeah, so these lawsuits are working, and kudos to the AGs who are representing the people who live in their states who are being hurt by some of these executive orders. But they're not the only ones. We're seeing labor unions on behalf of employees. Yeah. We're seeing individual plaintiffs. And so the courts are there for anybody to take advantage of who is harmed by one of Trump's executive orders. And I think that is the best way to push back against unlawful orders.
All right. Barb, thank you so much. I keep you so long because I'm so clingy about you. Go Wolverines. Okay, thanks,
Wolverines.
Barb.
Wolverines.
We love you, Barb. See you next time.
Thank you.
There she goes. Legal rock star. 22 minutes after the hour. John Fugelsang coming up. Stephanie Miller Show.
Woohoo! Golly, that sure was fun!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you know that feeling when you slip into bed and everything just feels right? Ah, that's Cozy Earth. Their bamboo sheet set is next level soft, like buttery, melt into your mattress soft. And the best part, these sheets are temperature regulating so you stay cool, comfortable, and wrapped in five-star luxury all night long. And when you step out of the shower, Cozy Earth's Luxe Bath Sheets are waiting. Huge, ultra-absorbent, softer than anything you've ever dried off with. Trust me, once you try them, there's no going back. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary, a place where you can unwind, recharge, and indulge in everyday luxury. And they make it risk-free with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. So why wait? Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off the softest sheets, towels, pajamas, and more. That's CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, tell them you heard about Cozy Earth right here. So why wait? Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. Sanctuary awaits at Cozy Earth, CozyEarth.com/Stephanie.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Hey, there's my son. You've been in your room all morning.
Hey, Dad.
Matt, what's wrong with your voice?
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Transform your outdoor space with David J. Frank, Wisconsin's award-winning landscape management company for 65 years. You've seen their beautiful work at Hilldale Shopping Center. From expert lawn care to seasonal flower beds, precise trimming and sustainable solutions, David J. Frank makes your vision a reality. And right now is the best time to prune or remove trees. Request your free quote today at davidjfrank.com and get on their list for spring cleanups. David J. Frank, 65 years of excellence in every blade of grass.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Stephanie Miller.
Can turn the world out with my smile. Guys, thank you. Blue Sky, hey, y'all, get your sexy asses over to Stephanie Miller's amazing YouTube and subscribe. Get this talented woman to 200,000 subs. She's almost there. We need more people like her in independent media. Her wisdom and perspective is vital. Right, Jody?
Oh, yes, you are the smartest and prettiest girl in the room.
Thank you.
Prettiest girl in class.
So that's a completely solicited testimonial. We're with Jane. She said Trump calling for an emergency order to begin deforestation of our national parks is exactly what those of us who've dedicated our lives to protecting those parks knew he was going to do. The rage I feel over everything he's doing is immeasurable. You've become just a full-time rage machine, haven't you, Jody?
Yes.
Yeah. It comes out in her singing every time Donald Trump speaks. Capricorn, middle child.
Ooh. Irish.
Irish.
Triple homicide.
Oh, we were talking about Alzheimer's research yesterday and you being Irish, and someone said Irish Alzheimer's is you forget everything but the grudges.
Right.
Duh. Bree says, I love that it took them like 35 days to go full, but what if we just hide from our constituents entirely, which is definitely the sign that the first 100 days is going great. Yeah, they're like, how many times can Mike Johnson go, the American people are they're really behind us. They are so behind this thing. Don't have any more town halls. Don't go out there. Has there been a run on pitchforks? Don't buy one today. It's an economic blackout day. It's blackout. Torches and pitchforks tomorrow. Where was I? How about this one? Katie Fang tweets, Kennedy...
paused a multi-million-dollar project to create a new COVID-19 vaccine pill form on Tuesday, and the FDA canceled an advisory committee on updating next season's flu vaccine.
Excuse me?
And you and I just talked about this, and so it begins. Health officials, anyone who was at LAX Terminal B on February 19th between 1 and 4 p.m. may be at risk of developing measles. Great. Another terrific reason not to fly. 29 minutes after the hour. My personal comedy, Jesus. John Fugelsang next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A Madison mystery, the Esquire Supper Club, is closed. There's a note on the door that says, quote, due to the unimaginable, the Esquire Supper Club is closed, end quote, and thank people for their support. Nobody seems to know what happened yet. The Sherman Avenue staple first opened in 1947 and was sold to new ownership last year. A new Metro Transit service begins on Monday. They'll be adding routes to Monona. One of the main stops will be the Civic Campus, which includes the library and City Hall. They'll also stop at Monona Grove High School, Aldo Leopold Nature Center, and the Dutch Mill Park and Ride. The new service will be hourly on weekdays. And it's the last day of Black History Month. Lisa Hale introduces us to a Wisconsin man working for inclusion every day.
Timber Smith is a formidable force in the Fox Valley community, working for the city of Appleton as the special assistant to the mayor for community, culture, and belonging. Smith is also the co-host of the city's Appleton Engaged podcast.
We're just people and we want good things for our families and we want safety and we want good schools for our kids and we want a good job that we feel respected in. We're not different. We sure share a whole lot together, and that's what makes us community, and we should probably take care of each other.
A modern, everyday look at African-American lives.
Because there are so many stereotypes and so many sometimes just blatantly wrong narratives associated with African-Americans in the country, to have a spotlight of us just being and doing what every other American does, I think there's just so much to that.
For connecting community, promoting service, and encouraging belonging for all living in the Fox Valley area, Timber Smith is a modern-day Black history maker. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be windy with falling temperatures, and we may catch a sprinkle or two this afternoon. The wind west to northwest gusting to 40 or 45. Temperatures in the low 50s by midday, falling into the 30s by late afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny, not as windy, but colder. Our high tomorrow, 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our Monday morning show, Savannah Tomei Olson will join our morning team.
And John and Gordy will be the official spokespeople of the Russian Spy Network.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Face the Fats campaign.
Yeah.
order has come down to this committee. Find $880 billion. Find it for what? To pay for a tax cut bill that benefits tax cuts on yachts and private jets and billionaires and mega corporations, while secretaries and working class people pay higher effective tax rates than Facebook does. Undocumented immigrants in this country pay more in taxes than many large corporations do. The argument here that these cuts need to be for the sustainability of Medicaid doesn't really make sense when you realize that these cuts are being just moved to justify expenditures and deficit spending in another area.
Oh, thank you, AOC. Just like Jesus would do. Just like. Hey, I know who knows what Jesus would do. My personal God. Yeah!
It's Hugo saying. John Hugo saying.
Hey, John, did Jesus ever ask a leper for a copay? I'm just wondering. I'm just going to steal all your jokes.
It's funny you ask that during this week of the GOP budget. No, Jesus never asked a leper for a copay. The Bible commands you to lend to the
poor. I asked because leprosy is going to be back soon. So that's.
Oh, thank you, RFK. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, John, I said it last hour. This is why you are so vital in these times. It is. Just these people that call themselves Christians, just voting, you know, can we just talk about just USAID? I mean,
yes.
When did Christians just, the credo become, you know, everybody else?
Here's the deal.
Does help us. This is how you have to put it for Americans now, in selfish terms. I mean, Senator Coons said Trump's illegal cancellation of more critical USAID contracts will make it easier for infectious diseases to spread, drug traffickers to recruit, terrorist groups to gain a foothold, China to expand its influence. Thanks to Trump's actions, Americans are less safe, and our deficits are no smaller. But just helping people, because it's the right thing to do for way less than 1% of our budget, used to be a reason to do it. And now you have to say, this is why this is good for you, right?
Yep. Yeah, well, it's almost like you don't appreciate freedom measles. And how great for RFK's first week. RFK's first week, we have our first measles death in 10 years and our second in 22 years. And we're already at the it'll go away with the warm weather phase of measles.
Yeah.
But you're exactly right about the Bible, Stephanie. The Bible is very, very blunt about the importance of helping the poor, and it doesn't ask politely. And Jesus supports paying taxes for the government to redistribute in March. Acts of the Apostles was basically opt-in communism. The Bible often shows God directly identifying with the poor. The Bible says over and over again, however you treat the poor is how you treat God. And Jesus says in Matthew 25 that individuals and nations that don't care for the poor and don't care for the sick are in fact going to hell. That's the only criteria for a Christian nation. Nothing about abortion, nothing about the gays, nothing about the immigrants.
John, you know, Nicholas Kristof is already writing how completely catastrophic this is already in terms of people dying of AIDS and kids starving and all of the stuff Christians used to say they care about. You know, but again, you can't even seem to convince people going, that stuff's going to come here. Malaria, Ebola, it's going to come here and kill you and your family. And you still, you know, have people anyway.
Well, it's one degree of empathy, but you're exactly right. And I don't really see what is the brilliant 5D chess strategy to stop funding medical research. Like, can someone explain that to me? I swear to God, Elon Musk hates working people more than he hates doing sit-ups. But I want to remind everybody, please don't forget this. Nowhere in any history books are extreme right-wing authoritarians ever the good guys. This is only going to end one certain way. And can I just say, if English is now our official language, does this mean MAGA has to learn how to spell? Know how to do your and York?
That's okay. Bella's got much faster replays.
Yes,
very
fast.
Thank you, Bill.
Grandpa Chris.
Anything for you, John.
That's filthy you, Sirius John. XM. Thank you, Bella. Filthy Sirius XM.
It's all for you, Damien. Okay. Can I save this one for you? Our tweets, just a little MAGA update for MAGA evangelicals. One, last week Trump deported an Iranian Christian convert seeking asylum who fears she will be executed in Iran for her new faith. Two, today Trump brought two sex traffickers into the U.S.
Yeah.
I mean,
can we talk about that?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
It's great. First off, the great thing about this was the day Trump promised to release the Epstein files, and instead he actually released sex trafficking rapists. So I don't know about you. I was excited for the Epstein files, Steffi. Were you really thrilled about it? I stayed up all night. These Epstein files have more blackouts than my three-way with Courtney Love and Liza Minnelli. I want you to know that. This was supposed to be MAGA's Oscar day. Pam Bondi promised us, Stephanie. Kevin Sorbo was wearing his special panties, Steffi. And instead, they put out nothing that hadn't already been released under Joe Biden. And they're telling us the fact that Donald Trump was president when Epstein died is proof the Clintons were behind his murder.
Well, Yeah, right. I mean, it's so ridiculous. They invite just these right-wing influencers and the big binders that say Epstein files.
Props holding props.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And meanwhile, like you say, it's all redactions. The flight logs have been released for 10 years, and Donald Trump's name is all over them.
Yes, I feel like this stuff has been passed around like Marco Rubio at a Tom of Finland convention. You understand. And so now Donald Trump is sending this really brave segment. Our White House believes we have to stop ignoring sexual assault and start rewarding it. I want to know who paid for the private jet to fly these rapists into our country. Yeah. And the only good thing about this is how angry it made Ron DeSantis. Otherwise, this is evil, folks. These guys traffic women and young girls. And if Donald Trump really cared about women, he would have let those girls' fathers pick these two guys up at the airport.
I mean, the fact that I'm hearing, you know, there is some pushback in right-wing circles finally about the Tate brothers thing. You know, I'm like, what? Trump's a rapist, but according to a judge, Pete Hegseth, Matt Gaetz,
who wanted to be a rapist. Yes.
My God,
the guys on stage at the convention had to be Hulk Hogan.
Okay, so I say we've been talking about this all morning. Save this one for you. The scary thing about the Trump Gaza video is that jihadists are going to use that as propaganda and motivation to do something that makes 9/11 look cute. It's not just tone deaf with regard to the people of Gaza. It's dangerously stupid, and it's going to get innocent Americans killed. A real president would be careful and cautious with his words and not needlessly antagonize our enemies. Horrifying.
Horrifying.
Yeah, go ahead. No, you're... thoughts on that.
I mean, look, they finally we've given a two-state solution. The only problem is it's Israel and America. That's what Trump wants. Like, Donald Trump finally figured out a way to make Hamas stop attacking Israel by making Hamas only attack Americans. It's brilliant, and it's never going to happen. It was the most offensive, vulgar pornography I've ever seen, and there's Elon Musk giggling at the whole thing with the whole emasculated cabinet. This is only going to get us more enemies. No one respects this. But this is deranged. I mean, this is going to be shown in Ken Burns' documentaries in the future of how insane this man was.
How
genocidal they were.
You know, Robin, with a great point, I wonder what Jill Stein thinks of the Trump Gaza video. I guess we'll know in 4 years. I mean, it's just, you know, where's this one? Dystopia, somebody else tweeted, y'all had the gall to interrupt her rallies, and now you're getting Trump Gaza. Was it worth it? The group Arab Americans for Trump just changed their name to Arab Americans for Peace. I mean...
Yeah, they're all frauds. And again, they're not leaving Gaza. Okay, listen, here's the deal, folks. The people of Palestine are not going to leave their homelands any more than the people of Ukraine are going to give up their homelands, any more than you would give up your homeland. They're not leaving. And there's no Muslim nation that has military troops that are going to pull them out. No Arab nation is going to send troops in there to pull out Palestinians. So it's either going to be American troops, which is going to make us the Nazis of all time, or it's just never going to happen, and it's more entertainment for the rest of us. I strongly recommend picking two or three things every day that you're going to let outrage you, but don't let all of it get to you. If I let that video get to me, I'd be a basket case. This is all porn for the MAGA masses. It'll be forgotten by next week, but you're right. They're going to be using this to recruit into Hamas for decades.
Yeah. I mean, and like I was saying, John, you know, on cue, he'll go, see, I was right about the Muslim ban and about flattening, you know, we should just go ahead and flatten Gaza, because look, Muslims have attacked us again. I mean, it's like an endless cycle of stupid, isn't it?
And we're handing out all these victories to dictators. Stop saying peace deal with Ukraine. It's a surrender deal. Folks, take over the language. Don't let the media call it a peace deal. It's not peace negotiations. If Ukraine's not invited to the negotiations, It's not a peace meeting. It's a surrender meeting. And Putin could use Donald Trump as a hand puppet, and MAGA would just claim, oh, Donald Trump brilliantly tricked Putin into a free prostate exam. We are working for Russia. We are on the side of Russia and dictators in the UN this week.
He is a traitor. You know, it's so funny. Rude Pundit said it. He said, if someone told me Trump is enacting his vengeance on the country for not reelecting him in 2020, I'd believe it at this point because it would actually make things make sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if you saw him in this whatever stupid, what was it, cabinet meeting with... he said this country has gotten bloated and fat and disgusting. First of all, he once again does not own a mirror, apparently. But I mean, he insults America. Like he just
He does. He's insulting his own base.
I love this. I think it's Rex Huston.
I've said for a long time, if you get rid of all the undocumented immigrants, a salad would cost $75, and MAGA doesn't mind because MAGA don't eat salads.
They don't sell it. Exactly. I mean, I think this is Rex Huckabee, who I love, in USA Today, just said, adding to the unifying patriotic message, Trump criticized President Biden, calling him the worst president in the history of our country and a disgrace. Trump showed great courage in not mentioning his approval rating, according to Gallup, is 15 points below the historical average for all other elected presidents in mid-February since 1953. I assume Trump thinks Gallup is also bloated and fat and disgusting as well. He said, what's remarkable here is the speed in which America has apparently let itself go. While it appears our people really whizzed the bed in a very short period of time because America is now bloated and fat and disgusting, according to the same guy who previously said all the nice stuff. Because America was great. Remember back? Like most Americans, I'm going to need a little time to reflect on my disgusting self. I'm just grateful we finally have a leader who's unafraid to tell us he can't stand the sight of us. And by the way, those jeans make us look fat. I mean, I've just never seen anything like it. Like, he just talks down America, at every turn. And go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I mean, bloated, fat, disgusting happened to be Melania's emergency code words for her KGB handlers. So it's very ironic. And all this is going on while Elon Musk, right, the richest man on earth, is gutting the world's largest provider of food aid. A guy who could end world hunger on his own if he wanted and still be the richest man alive, but he won't because he doesn't care. And we have so many millions of white people in this country who really believe that billionaires care about them. Elon Musk has no right to fire anybody. That whole email was in violation of the Appointments Clause of the Constitution. And what's interesting is all of the government offices that have instructed their employees to ignore the email, State Department, Commerce, Education, that's not coming from them. That's coming from Trump. Trump is now telling his cabinet members to ignore Elon Musk's orders.
Right.
That's what's really playing out in front of us. And that's my favorite kind of civil war, Stephanie. Confederate versus Confederate. And I just want to say, can you imagine if Elon had used his money to just do something he cared about, like advancing penis enlargement technology? He'd stay home all day and leave us alone.
I mean, John, it's just the blistering incompetence, firing just air traffic controllers, Ebola prevention people, nukes. But you're right. You're absolutely right about this. The White House said cabinet secretaries would have final say over whether employees need to respond to Musk's memo that you mentioned.
Listen to that.
Musk has sparked confusion with his call. So I don't understand. So the White House is saying, listen to the cabinet secretaries.
Yes.
And Elon Musk is saying you have to answer this
or
you're fired.
Because Trump is a coward. In public, he'll say one thing to please Elon. And in private, away from Elon, he tells his winged monkeys to ignore Elon.
Right. The president defers to his cabinet secretaries, is what the fembot said, press room Barbie. Trump on Monday, you're right in front of Musk, called his directive genius. He said, there's a lot of genius in sending it. We're trying to find out if people are working, so we're sending a letter to people. Please tell us what you did last week. If people don't respond, it's very possible there's no such person. Or they're not working.
Yeah.
None of this makes any sense. So he tells the cabinet secretary, ignore it, and then he says it's genius.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Exactly.
Maybe they're fictional.
But it shows you can't put a couple of malignant, narcissist, millionaire at birth, trust fund brats in a room and expect them to work together harmoniously as a team when they've both spent their lives surrounded by yes men. There's no way they don't turn on each other. And this cabinet has got to realize that for a lot of them, this whole thing ends with a one-way ticket to Rudy Giuliani Island. I mean, guys.
But they keep finding lie after lie. He's not cutting any waste. And I think I think Tristan Snell said it best, and I hope, you know, more people wake up to this. It seems like they are, John. But he said the Elon Musk playbook, one, kill government agencies investigating him. Two, remove government officials who could stop him. Three, kill government contracts belonging to rival companies. Four, give all the government contracts to his own companies. I mean, it is.
And don't forget, the budget adds $2.5 trillion to the deficit. OK, that's because of all their tax cuts for the wealthy. So their budget adds $2.5 trillion. And that budget has nothing about not taxing tips. That was all a lie.
Another lie.
The entire campaign. Nothing.
But the lie went farther. They said every Democrat voted against not taxing your tips. And it wasn't in there.
Lauren Boebert said it and she lied. It wasn't in there. They lied throughout the campaign. It wasn't even in the bill.
Yeah, Lauren Boebert just said that the fires would have been put out sooner here in L.A. if Trump had, what was it, opened up the spigot.
The spigot,
of the water that he opened after the fires were already out that didn't go to L.A., but okay.
Listen, I don't like to criticize Lauren Boebert, and you know why. She's the only Republican who we've seen is willing to reach across the aisle and give out jobs.
Thank you. Andy J. Humor. Hooray!
By the way, can I also say Jeff Bezos has inspired me so much. Every night on my show on SiriusXM, we take phone calls. But from now on, I am only taking calls about personal liberties and free markets. Okay? Those are the only things I'll allow you to talk about. You know why? Because Jeff Bezos is right. We need to defend freedom. And so I'm only going to amplify voices that agree with me. Thank you, Mr.
All right,
Bezos.
Thank you, John. Mr. Free Speech, John Fugelsang, right here on SiriusXM. We love you. Goodbye. Mwah.
See you. Peace.
15 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Native Path Collagen. Why am I screaming? You know why? Because I have lots of energy. And I'm also bendy. Not like Cirque du Soleil bendy, but I'm more, you know, if you want to move without, you know, pain or stiffness, I'm just saying, if you want to look in the mirror and see a hydrated, plump, pre-Trump glow, here you go. Native Path Collagen, it has type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types. They make up 90% of the collagen in your body. It's found in your cartilage, bone, skin, hair, nails, and gut. They provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. All that, I used to take different stuff for all that, and now I just put the flavorless Native Path Collagen right in my coffee in the morning. You can put it in your smoothie, your soup, you name it. It is, its peptide formula makes it bioavailable. It makes it absorb more easily. No clumping. We're not clumping people.
Clump.
No clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Do it. Go now. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
This whole place just feels like a warm blanket.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
While we've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That is a big deal. If you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. My favorite is the CBD Relief Stick because I'm always overdoing it exercise. Once you try it, you're going to wonder how you ever got by without it. 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money-back guarantee. We trust CB Distillery. You will, too. If you're still turning to remedies straight out of your grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. Right now, save 20% with the promo code Stephanie at CBDistillery.com. That is CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie at CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota. Well, you know, I'm a flexible gal, if you've listened to me. Flexibility is important to me in how and when I get tasks done for my workday. With Stamps.com, tedious tasks like sending certified mail, invoices, checks, or documents and packages can be done on your time, not someone else's. Stamps.com simplifies your postage needs, adds valuable flexibility back into your workday, which means you can decide when and where to invest your time, like focusing on the important parts of the business that only you can do. Stamps.com handles all of your
mailing and shipping needs wherever, whenever. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell products online. Access all the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer or phone anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Have more flexibility in your life with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com. The code is Stephanie for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Stamps.com, code is Stephanie.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
An SNL sketch for the In Living Color. You guys are mentioning all the Oscar films. I'm like, didn't see it. This is how sad my little life is, Jody. My friend's like, oh, the Oscars for Sunday. I'm like, they don't start till 4.
That's late.
It's too late for me.
Sunday's first day of school.
Yeah, it's a school night. 4. We'll be over till 7, maybe. I did watch Zero Day. Is that the Robert De Niro? Mm-hmm. Netflix with Angela Bassett is really good. And then there's one where Kate Hudson is, I don't know, she's the head of a basketball team, something, training, something. I don't know. I'm just marking time until my Tiny Baby Nephew series starts on Netflix. The Residence.
Yay!
Starts next month, the new Shonda Rhimes series. In March, I think it's March 20. Can't wait. Squee! Okay. Let's go to Deborah in Denver. Hello, Deb.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
You are the prettiest woman in the world.
I'm the prettiest woman.
The prettiest.
Oh, that's for sure. Okay, go ahead.
I'm calling about two things. The first thing is that if anyone wants some real truthful news, they should watch the PBS NewsHour. Every day, that
right.
show puts out a fantastic fact-checked, usually on the air fact-checked,
yeah.
professional and, of course, treasured legacy media.
Yep.
Everyone should watch that
yep.
because they're having a hard time right now trying to decide how to praise the news. I'm sure they are. No one told me this.
So sorry,
I'm
Deb.
Sure they're
heartbreak,
having a hard time.
Heartbreak. So sorry. Fridays with Frangela next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
This week, and we ask the question, where is the GOP? And we ask it to former RNC Chairman Michael Steele.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. has never had a national language, but the White House says that today President Trump will sign an executive order that designates English as the official language of the United States, saying it's about unity. This rescinds a Clinton-era order that requires agencies that get federal funding to offer language assistance to non-English speakers. The president's expected to meet shortly with Ukrainian President Zelensky.
The two will be signing a deal to share Ukraine's mineral resources, Trump casting this as a way for Ukraine to pay back the U.S. for billions of dollars in aid. But in order to reach a broader agreement, Zelensky says he needs security guarantees from the U.S. so that Russia cannot invade again. And so far, that is something that President Trump has been unwilling to give.
That's ABC's Mary Bruce. American consumers cut their spending by 0.2% last month, the biggest drop in 4 years, and more than 20 new measles cases in West Texas where the outbreak continues. This is ABC News.